Hello?
Hi, my name is Chantel, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
I was trying to make a claim on my unemployment. I got into a discrepancy with an employer last night, and they wound up suspending me and my job. I work at Pilgrim's. So I already know suspension means technically you don't have a job no more. They took my work badge and all my equipment and stuff. So I'm 99% sure I don't have a job anymore. And I was trying to see if I could file unemployment. I've never filed unemployment. I had one claim one time, but it never went through because it was like down around the pandemic time. So I really didn't get my money. They was lacking workers, I guess, at the time, but I'm really just trying to get my unemployment. I got bills to pay. I can't really be out here messed up like that. And honestly, I got suspended for somebody else pushing me. So I just don't see how they suspended me for somebody pushing me. It's crazy. But I'm just trying to see if I can file unemployment and keep my house and keep my car.
Okay, so you're trying to file a claim today?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, can I have your social security number, please?
595-77-1132.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Marquette Butts Ramsey. I have a hyphenated last name.
All right, and can I have your license number?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You good?
My license number is, hold up. Let me go find my wallet. I do know it. Give me a sec. Okay. 8949-077.
All right, and what's your mother's maiden name?
Butt, B-U-T-T-S.
And what's your date of birth?
August 14, 1998.
All right, and who was your last employer, the one you're calling to file for today?
Pilgrim's Pride.
All right, we're finna start your claim. What is your preferred language?
English, please.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you understand knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand fraud is a federal offense punished by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
All right. Is this a good contact phone number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
What state was your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
All right. These are demographic questions. Can I have your race?
I'm black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And your gender?
I'm a male.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
All right. Can I have your home address, please?
156 North Street.
Say that one more time.
156 North Street.
156 North Street.
156 North Street, I'm sorry.
So 156 North Street, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, in your city?
Belleville.
And zip code?
36322.
Is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and what was your job title? Did you say 157 North Street?
56.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say nothing popped up for that. Okay, I got it. And you said what was your job title?
I worked in Delhi, so, like, I was, what is that called? Marination, mine operator.
Like a production worker or an assembly line?
Yeah, I was on a production worker. I was a production worker. I worked at Wayne's Farm. I'm not Wayne's Farm, but Pilgrim.
Okay. Are you seeking work in what you would normally do?
No, not right now. I'm actually looking at home jobs. I'm looking for.
So you want to do customer service representatives?
Yeah, something at the house. Cause okay. I'm working on my house. I'm working on my house, so like I.
Do you have any experience or education in that kind of work?
Yeah, I got a little bit.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, not a union. Like, what do you mean?
Like, are you in a job union? Like, for construction laborers, stuff like that?
No, I'm not in the union.
All right. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, they have not.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
I am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I don't know about my mental state lately, but I've been physically able to work.
You say you have, right?
Yeah.
All right. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
At least 20.
20?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
16.
16?
Yeah, I would get paid like $19 an hour.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
All right. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
These are your payment options. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yeah.
All right. You say yes, right?
Yes, please.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
You can do direct deposit.
All right, this cannot be in a prepaid account such as Chime or Cash App or any online banking. It has to be a traditional bank. Go ahead with your routing numbers.
Oh, well, then never mind. I got no traditional bank, so you can just give me the card.
All right. And you say your last employer was Pilgrim's, right?
Yes, ma'am. I've been up for 2 years.
All right. And what's your employer phone number?
I think it's like 334-347-85.
You said is what now?
334-347-0515.
And what was your work location, city?
Enterprise, Alabama. It's County Road.
You just need. I just needed the city.
Oh.
And what was your start date?
11/21/22.
11/21/22.
Yes, ma'am.
And last day you work?
August 13th, 2024. This morning.
You said August 13th, 2020. Oh, today.
Yeah, like this morning, like 3 o'clock this morning.
All right. Since you reported your last day of work to be during the current work week, you will be required to report wages on your first weekly certification. And why are you no longer working?
Because of altercation or disagreement with a coworker who pushed me.
They fired you for it? Or you quit?
They fired me. They definitely fired me. They definitely took my badge and walked me out the premises.
Because you got into it with a coworker, right? Or
yes.
Had a disagreement.
Yeah, the coworker pushed me. And I didn't like being pushed. And they were, so they said because I asked him what was going on break instead of asking him during the work period that I was making the workplace a hostile environment, but I was asking why he was pushing me. This is what I was asking them. And they were saying that made it hostile, even though he pushed me for no reason, had no reason to push me. I talked to my supervisor, and they were saying basically they just made it seem because he was a lead, they made it seem like it was okay, like he was justified to tell me to go out, like to do the things that he did after the man pushed me for no apparent reason. And when I asked him why he pushed me, he couldn't even tell me a reason why he pushed me. He just like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, it was just a disagreement with a coworker.
Okay, name and title of the person who fired you.
Antonio Thigpen.
You said what now?
Antonio Thigpen.
Antonio, what was his job title?
Plant supervisor.
Okay. And what date were you informed of termination? Today?
Yes.
All right. And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to being fired?
I talked to my supervisor, and that's about it. I talked to my supervisor, and she said they had it handled, but obviously it wasn't handled.
All right, and did you commit the act your employer alleges? Basically, did you do what they said you did to get fired?
No.
You said what now?
No, ma'am.
Okay, any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following paper anytime after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
Probably birthday pay and then my paycheck at the end of this week.
Which one?
I said my birthday. If they give it to me, because my birthday is tomorrow, so I doubt they give it to me. So.
They're saying vacation, sick, or holiday. Any of those?
I don't have any.
All right. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Are all the answers you provided correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You are certifying your answers are true and accurate in that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud penalties. Do you certify all answers are true?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to ask you some identity verification questions. One second while they load up. All right, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 11069 Glenwood Farms Drive, 1338 Deer Trail Road, 225 Williston Drive, 6 Miles Road, or none of the above?
None of the above.
None of the above.
None of the above.
All right, which of the following street addresses in Daleville have you ever lived at or been associated with? 13 Golf Street, 504 Snail Bridge Road, 715 Highway 84 East, 74 Deerfield Court, or none of the above?
74 Deerfield Court.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 122 South Catherine Drive, 14 Dogwood Circle, 1577 10 Mill Road, 3480 Tail Wood Drive, or none of the above?
122 South Catherine Drive.
All right. Okay. These are your agreement terms at the end. You can say, I agree, or yes, it's not a yes or no question. It's agreement terms. Do you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
I agree.
Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the persons whose name and information was provided on this claim and that statements made in connection with this claim are true and best to your knowledge?
I agree.
All right, and do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities?
Okay.
And do you understand? Oh, I already said that. All right, well, I'm going to read you your closing statements, and then you will be done. You will need something to write down, the two telephone numbers I'm going to give you and your transaction and your PIN number at the end. All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification each week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday, ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that number?
800-752-7389. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. Additional instructions are in the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees who are on a verified short-term layoff. And claimants attending director-approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are possible to a work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5, to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st, 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. For assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Now I'm about to give you your transaction number. Transaction number is 498-076-305. You have that?
Yes, ma'am. You said 498-076-305.
Yes, and your PIN number is 3298.
3298.
Mhm. All right. Any further assistance needed?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Well, if there's no further assistance needed, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy the rest of your day.